Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Flurries are in the forecast for the weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A Hastings man is facing sex crimes against a minor. Peterborough OPP opened an investigation last week after a parent allegedly discovered their child was conversing with an adult and the conversation was sexual in nature. The parent contacted police after viewing the child's cell phone and locating sexually explicit images and videos that were being shared between the two. 48-year-old Philip Timos is charged with luring a minor through telecommunications, possession of child sexual abuse and exploitation material, and making sexual explicit material available to a person under the age of 18. He was arrested January 8th and remanded into custody for a bail hearing. The January 2026 Romp Week is here, that being the annual exercise where Northumberland Hills Hospital collaborates with the Rural Ontario Medical Program to welcome first-year medical students to a week of shadowing local family physicians and working in multiple hospital departments. This elective opportunity offers a valuable hands-on clinical experience while highlighting the medical and geographical benefits of practicing medicine in rural communities. This year, NHH welcomed 4 students. In addition to clinical activities, the visiting students have also taken part in several social events during the week-long program, further helping to build their networks and connections in the region. NHH President and Chief Executive Officer Susan Walsh says NHH is a long-term participant in the ROMP program and has seen participants return to Northumberland later in their training or professional careers. Mark your calendars for January 24th as the Campbellford Memorial Hospital Auxiliary is hosting its annual Polar Plunge. For more than 3 decades, brave participants have taken a frosty and chilly dip into the Trent River, all to raise money for improved health care in the Trent Hills region. The fundraising goal this year is $25,000. Registration starts at 11 a.m. at the Lions Club Community Park. In sports, the Northumberland Stars Junior Hockey Club based in Colburn is hosting Bradford tonight, while the Trent Hills Thunder welcome Amherst View this evening. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Does someone owe you money for damaging something or for purchasing something they haven't paid for? A small claims court claim may be part of the answer. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Looking for the perfect night out? Experience Restaurant at Northumberland Heights is serving up more than just food. We're serving unforgettable moments. Enjoy romantic couple specials. Unwind during cocktail hour from 5 to 9 p.m. on weekdays. And don't miss our new weekly chef specials. There's always something fresh to savor. Located in Cobourg at 795 Northumberland Heights Road. Visit northumberlandheights.com. Call 905-372-7500 to book your getaway today. Experience. Dine differently. Feel extraordinary.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Cloudy, periods of snow beginning this evening, roughly 5 centimeters. Temperature rising to minus 1 by morning. Wind chill of minus 12 this evening. Flurries tomorrow, approximately 2 centimeters. Temperature steady near plus 1. And for Sunday, cloudy, 40% chance of flurries, high minus 4. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.